WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. If you don't tune into national news, you could be forgiven for thinking the U.S. economy is doing just fine. 8 Texas cities are listed in a top 10 list of the most improved since the recession. Financial literacy website NerdWallet ranked Bryan and College Station 5th and 7th, respectively. Reduced unemployment at employers such as Bryan ISD, Texas A&M University, and Sanderson Farms were highlighted in Bryan's ranking. Of the 510 cities that were analyzed, College Station is listed as having the largest surge for median household income at 32%. NerdWallet also identified the Research Valley Partnership, a collaborative partnership between Bryan College Station and the Texas A&M University, as a positive boost for the local economy. In the top 3 spots, McAllen, Midland, and San Angelo are the only Texas cities ranked higher. If the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Villa Maria are part of your daily commute, it could be getting a bit faster or a little slower. Tuesday morning, the Texas Department of Transportation opened a newly constructed overpass allowing north and southbound through traffic to avoid the intersection. Beginning this morning at 8:30, those traveling east and west on Villa Maria will see traffic reduced to one lane each way. TxDOT's Bobby Colwell asked motorists to be aware of the changes and stay alert for workers near the roadway. An investigation into the injuries caused by the fertilizer plant explosion last year in the city of West shows 1 in 5 of the victims of the blast suffered traumatic brain injury or concussion. Kelly Crane with the Waco-McLennan County Health District, which helped prepare the report, says a lot of the injured didn't feel any symptoms until long after the explosion.
Ear injuries and hearing problems, as well as traumatic brain injuries and concussion, symptoms such as trouble sleeping, headache, dizziness, memory problems.
More than 250 people were hurt in the explosion and 15 people were killed. More than 150 buildings were damaged or destroyed. Locally, the state fire marshal's office will meet with county officials and first responders to reinforce best practices for ammonium nitrate in storage facilities. The meetings will be tonight at 6 at the Bryan High Auditorium and Thursday at 7 at the Iola Community Center. There's talk about making billboards in Texas taller.
Billboards can be 42 and a half feet tall, but TxDOT is discussing raising the maximum height to 65 feet.
We're not changing the size of the sign. There are still regulations for the actual size of the sign. This is just about the height. And it's based on scientific research that says it's actually better to have them higher than not for the driver.
TxDOT's Veronica Byer says the proposed change is at the request of the billboard industry, and the agency will take public comment on the proposal through July 14th. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Shower and thunderstorm activity concentrated in our part of the state this morning, and we will see scattered showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures are going to be up to about 90. Turning partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow. High is going to be up around 90. A few showers and thunderstorms possible again tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Friday turning partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Johnny George Brown. Quite possibly Johnny Football, drafted by the Harlem Globetrotters. Also, if you can't beat them, eat them in the World Cup, and a whole lot more coming up. We'll do it for you about 6:10. I'm sorry, about 6:50.
Or you can do it right now.
It's a wild west out here.
So the Budweiser has come out with a gold bottle. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Okay. No, I was in the store.
Yeah.
Well, no, it had
Don't you know nothing?
No, it had a crazy design. I saw it. I said, "What in the world is this?" And I turned it around 180 degrees. Oh, big Budweiser bow tie.
Ah, okay. So is it? I mean, is it supposed to be because of the World Cup?
Yes.
Yes. While they're doing that, okay.
Yep. They're the one of the title sponsors.
Oh.
To the extent that when I went to the Beeraporium for the game last Sunday, they were doing plastic Budweiser World Cup glasses that you could get.
Okay. This will all be in garage sales in 4 years. Like Beanie Babies.
I'm going to buy a bunch of them bottles of Bud because I'll be able to sell them for more money later. Yeah, or not.
So he bit him, huh?
Oh, yeah. Third time he's done it.
Well, now, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I think it was in the Belgian league he bit a guy, In the Champions League he bit one of the English players.
I can't tell if his buck teeth are because of the biting.
Yeah, they run
or encourage the biting.
I will put it to you this way: it was big enough that people knew about it. There was a prop bet, and a guy won 560 kroner.
Yeah,
for betting that he'd bite somebody. That's part of the story coming up.
Isn't that like your third DUI conviction? I mean, don't you have to sit down after that?
Well, they're different governing bodies.
Oh, well, of course. So that means so that's like winning different professional wrestling championships. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Or, you know, the heavyweight championship of the world in boxing.
Yeah.
There's 13. One of us could be one of the heavyweight champions almost.
No, speak for yourself. So a public official in China has been fired for making a worker give him a piggyback ride. The boss was accused of damaging the image of the Chinese Communist Party after ordering a worker to carry him on his back across some rain-soaked ground so that he wouldn't get his shoes wet. I kind of like that. It's kind of like Sir Francis Drake, wasn't it? Or Sir Walter Raleigh, who laid his robe down so that the queen, his cape down so the queen wouldn't have to walk on over a mud puddle. You don't remember that?
No, something like that.
Okay. Before our time. Pittsburgh police have been searching for a bank robber who wore a pink shirt and pink pajama bottoms as a disguise, along with a skeleton mask and a big black wig. Police say that the suspect stuffed the loot in his black purse, in a black purse, it may be a she for all we know, and got away. Then there's the story of the bank robbery where they brought the money back. Last week, two mask robbers hit a Wells Fargo branch in Colorado. Police believe it's the same pair. They robbed a different branch back in January. They're kind of verbally abusive toward the staff, acting the same way, threatening them with handguns and entering the vaults and taking $500,000 in the second robbery, $1 million in the first.
And that's weird because they never announce how much they take.
No, they don't. And I'm thinking if you got $1 million, gosh, going to attempt fate, I guess. Anyhow, this week something strange happened. Somebody brought a third of the money back. An attorney brought a bag to the local outpost of the FBI, claiming not to know what was inside. The FBI believes that somebody, maybe a relative, found the money and sent it back. That'll be interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out. It's going to be a good, good morning. So there you go, the big-hearted bank robber. Maybe.
Is that kind of stealing?
Info.
Mation.
Borrowing.
Borrowing.
Gave it back after a while.
With interest.
Spent some money, said, I've spent enough. I'll give it back.
Just really wanted that picture of rolling around in the bed covered with dollar bills.
That's it. Yeah, did that and said, I've had it. And put it on YouTube, probably.
Yeah. And on Facebook.
Mowing. Everyone has to do it, but no one wants to waste time on the weekend to get it done. At least not until now. Hi, this is David with Kyra's Truck Center, cutting your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyra's. The zeros are still in effect with zero down, 0% interest on every zero-turn Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet in stock. At Kyra's, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Looking at the calendar on the wall, it appears to be the 25th of June. Wow. This month is almost done. We're going to be doing the 4th of July soon. I know that because we got our prize package from Caldwell yesterday.
Oh, cool!
Yeah. We do a mostly expense-paid trip to Caldwell for you.
And that's if you haven't been out there, that's a great 4th of July celebration. It's really fun.
1 year we got a rent car for somebody.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So that they, I mean, it was almost, that's why I say it was a mostly expense paid trip.
That's highfalutin.
Well, it was. We thought it would be.
Maybe we could get them a tent.
Well, I don't know what kind of rules they have at the park. You may not be able to do
that. Well, it's right there at a church. Yeah. I think all the church has to do is say yes.
$50 gas card.
Yeah. I think, and if I'm not mistaken, the winner of the rent car was from Caldwell, so they had to drive to College Station to get the rent car to take it back to Caldwell. But aside from that, I think it worked out well. But anyhow, and it's...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth Lutheran Church. They give us all sorts of stuff, so we'll be giving that away. So the 4th of July, obviously right around the corner. Today, 176, got 189 of them to go, and today is Color TV Day.
Yay!
This is the... I think the anniversary of the first demonstration of commercial color TV back in 1951. It's Catfish Day. Celebrate if you like. And
does that mean fishing or eating?
Either way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's going to be about 90 today, just to remind you that today is 6 months from Christmas Eve. I'm just well. I mentioned that, see, because we got July, August, September, October, November. Okay, so that's 10. You're 11 paychecks from Christmas if you get paid every 2 weeks. Okay. I'm just saying.
Thanks for the heads up.
Well, just, you know. All right, for birthday.
We'll celebrate with Busy Phillips from Cougartown, 35 years old. Linda Cardellini is 39. She played Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies, and now she's in Mad Men.
Yeah.
Jeff Cohen is 40 from The Goonies. He's now an entertainment lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. He was Chunk. Angela Kinsley is 43, Dwight's ex-girlfriend on The Office.
She's from Waco, Texas.
I did not know that.
And a little bitty thing, about 5'2".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dikembe Mutombo is 48 years old.
No.
Very nice.
That was good. Most people, they say 48, but nobody really knows how old they think he's in his mid-50s.
You have to cut a leg off and count the rings.
George Michael, 51. Ricky Gervais is 53.
He's rich.
Yes, he is. Anthony Bourdain, who I like sometimes, 58. Jimmy Walker is dynamite at 67. And Carly Simon, 69 years old.
Willis Reed, while we're talking about basketball players,
yes, sir.
72 from way long ago. One of the Supremes, Sonia Sotomayor, is 60.
Not the Supremes I was thinking of.
No. The Supremes. Yeah. The ones who wear the robes. Yeah.
The Supremes, yeah. Not the Supremes.
Yeah. June Lockhart, who was mom two times, once in Lassie and once in Lost in Space. She's still alive and kicking at 89.
Awesome.
Phyllis George, remember her?
Yes.
Miss America, and I think was on NFL football
for quite a while, yeah.
Yeah, she's 65 years old today. And Eric Carle, who wrote The Hungry Caterpillar, if you know what that is. Mm-hmm. A Very Hungry Caterpillar, yeah. Kids book. He's 86 today. All right, 619.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So amidst the fireworks at the IRS hearings and Iraq spiraling now into chaos, we continue to learn of the outrageous practices now at VA clinics all throughout the country. For example, a vet's facility in Brockton, Massachusetts, left a veteran suffering from significant mental issues, get this, waiting for 8 years before receiving even a psychiatric evaluation. Now, a whistleblower in Memphis sent a photograph to the Daily Caller of medical records sitting in a room going unprocessed for up to 5 months. And then, of course, the infamous VA clinic in Phoenix, a woman has come forward claiming to be the keeper of the secret list. And she estimates that more than 1,000 vets were on that list and claims that coworkers tried to hide the deaths of at least 7 vets waiting for care after the scandal broke in the news. America's heroes, do they not deserve better than government health care?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this summer, stay cool and save money with Fujitsu. Fujitsu's energy-efficient ductless air conditioning system lets you customize up to 8 different temperature zones throughout your home, all by remote control. Now, the systems are clean and quiet, installation is quick and easy, and you can save up to 30% on your utility bill while you stay more comfortable in your home. Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. So find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and click on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Help dump the IRS. The tax system is out of control, targeting American citizens and robbing your family. The Tea Party Patriots have launched a massive effort to repeal the 16th Amendment and dump the IRS. Get their free how-to kit so you can help. DumpTheIRS.com is where American families are joining together to dump the IRS. Join the battle and get your free how-to kit at DumpTheIRS.com. DumpTheIRS.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
What's new from Google? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Among the things Google will be introducing at today's developer conference will be a television set-top box. The Wall Street Journal says the device will use new Android TV software to let users watch movies, play games, and access other content. A new analysis confirms people who signed up for health coverage through government marketplaces tend to have more serious health conditions than those who kept the coverage they had prior to the Affordable Health Care Act. The findings by a health technology firm that sees medical claims from nearly 200 client firms will put more pressure on insurance companies as they plan rates for next year. BMW is committed to building a new plant in North America, but the company still has not decided whether to build it in the U.S. or Mexico. The German car maker says it expects to make its decision before the start of the summer vacation season in Bavaria at the end of next month. Stock market futures remain mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Good morning at 624, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Nine-year-old Kansas boy forced to remove a small community bookshelf from his front yard after local officials threatened to issue his family a citation because their illegal detached structure was a violation. Dad Brian Collins and his wife helped their son Spencer put up the bookshelf on Mother's Day, hoping to encourage literacy, reading, and community. The little library, which was made by the boy's grandfather, was as big as an oversized birdhouse.
I was going to say a big mailbox. I've seen a picture of it.
Yeah, take a book, leave a book. Basically, the instructions taped to the front door. The bookshelf sat next to a park bench intended to provide a spot for readers to enjoy their books. Last week, however, the family received a letter from the city's code enforcement division notifying them they would be fine unless they remove the structure.
You just know they're going to throw the book at them.
Showers, thunderstorms, they'll be around today. High temperatures will try to make about 90 this afternoon. For tonight, it'll become partly cloudy. Overnight lows will be 70 to 75. Partly sunny, breezy tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon, 90. Tomorrow night, partial clearing, lows will be 70 to 75. Friday, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, breezy on Friday with high temperatures around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And the weather's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. If you've got, if you come home and your unit's not working, they've got 8-to-8 service, which means overtime coverage for you and your family without having to pay overtime charges. Give them a call at 690-2278. Have a look at the radar. Quite a bit of rain down in Washington County and then down below a little bit. Pretty heavy thunderstorm inside the loop in Houston. And actually right here in Brazos County, kind of through the middle of the county. Brian, downtown Brian, seems to be getting a little bit of rain right now. A little shower activity. So we'll watch for that. And again, 60% chance that it'll continue throughout the day.
This is the Bible Minute brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station. Have you ever studied the lists or catalogs of sins within the Bible? There are a number of such lists. Romans chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 5. The point is this. You need to study these lists and the terms found therein. It is critically important. In fact, after listing 17 specific sins, Galatians 5:21 concludes that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes, studying and understanding such lists does matter. Come study with us today. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas, at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Trying to find the perfect job can blind you to a better way to finding a better job. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1020. That's 1-800-481-1020. 1-800-481-1020.
How you approach a job search is really important. Many people take the approach,
somewhere out there is the perfect job for me. All I have to do is find it. Oh, gosh, is that hard. I mean, you got to figure it out. You got to make phone calls upon phone calls. You got to do research upon that.
Paul Brown, author of the book Own Your Future.
Wouldn't it be better to say, this is the sort of thing I want to do. This is the sort of thing I'm good at. Where can I take my skills and find a place in the workplace?
So, for example,
you can say, what I really like is numbers, and what I really like is the fact that things add up at the end of the day. What can I do with my desire to do that and my skills, and where does it fit?
With industries and careers changing so quickly, it's important to open up your options to new possibilities.
As opposed to saying I want to be the assistant vice president in charge of personnel for a company in Chicago. When I was a kid, I wanted to play third base for the Yankees. I desperately wanted to play third base for the Yankees. Well, there's only one of those jobs. So the more specific you make your goal, the harder it's going to be. And given what's happening with the economy, you got to be flexible. And it would be so much better if there was a clear path, but the world doesn't work that way anymore.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieline Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station police say a man walking to the Texas Avenue Kroger this morning around 2 was assaulted in the parking lot. He told police he was walking through the parking lot when a white four-door Jeep drove towards him. One of the occupants, who the man says he recognized, got into a brief verbal altercation before pointing a gun at him. Police say the suspect fled the area on Southwest Parkway. They've not found this. They have been unable to locate the suspects. No one was injured. Shortly after this morning's rush, traffic will be narrowing to one lane each way on Villa Maria, where it passes under the newly constructed Harvey Mitchell Parkway overpass. Texas Department of Transportation's Bobby Colwell says the switch will occur at 8:30 and asks motorists to be aware of the changes and remain alert for construction workers. He says the overpass opened to traffic Tuesday morning, relieving a portion of the north and southbound volume at the intersection. TxDOT also opened the adjacent West Ridge Circle between Western Oaks and Turkey Creek and converted it to one-way traffic, which will travel north. From 2009 to 2012, College Station's median household income rose 32%, the most of the 510 largest U.S. cities. At the same time, unemployment in Bryan fell while income and home values increased. Those factors placed the Twin Cities and six other Texas locations in the top 10 best cities for recession recovery, as ranked by financial literacy website NerdWallet. Researchers for the site identified Sanderson Farms, Texas A&M, and Bryan ISD as top employers for Bryan. They also highlighted the positive effect of the Research Valley Partnership for the city's and flagship campus. McAllen, Midland, and San Angelo are ranked as the top three, with Bryan fifth and College Station seventh. Odessa, Edinburgh, and Amarillo round out the rest of the list. Two meetings covering ammonium nitrate storage with county officials and first responders will take place this week. The State Fire Marshal's Office hosts the discussion this evening at 6 at the Bryan High Auditorium and Thursday evening at 7 at the Iola Community Center. The impetus for the meetings is last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West, where an investigation into associated injuries shows many of the victims of the blast suffered traumatic brain injury.
Kelly Crane is with Waco McLennan County Health District, which helped prepare the report. She says a lot of the injured didn't realize they were hurt until long after the explosion.
These symptoms may not present until a few days to a couple of weeks later, and be aware that this is something you can be concerned about.
More than 250 people were hurt in the explosion, 15 killed, and more than 150 buildings were destroyed. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
Local rains may have temporarily washed away drought concerns, but the forecast is much more stark for Wichita Falls. State and federal climatologists warned at a public forum on Tuesday that the city will likely continue experiencing unnaturally hot, dry weather for a decade or longer. Discussions have included financial resources available for residents of the Red River Valley near the Oklahoma border. State climatologist and Texas A&M professor of atmospheric sciences John Nielsen Gammon says the Texas drought is historic. The Texas Water Development Board says water supplies for Wichita Falls have dropped below a quarter of their capacity and are on a trajectory to run dry by 2016. The city is awaiting state approval to recycle and treat effluent as a short-term boost to supplies. Longer term, the city may have to treat salt water or build a pipeline to a distant aquifer. There's a proposal to raise the maximum height of billboards in Texas to 65 feet from 42.5. Veronica Beyer with TxDOT says
they're just proposed rule changes, nothing set in stone. We're going to hear from the public. Our commission is going to take all of their comments into account. And then in August, they'll be making a decision.
She says the proposal was brought up at the request of the billboard industry, and research shows drivers have a better chance of seeing the billboards at 65 feet when going 60 to 75 miles an hour. Plans for a bullet train that planners say would carry passengers between Houston and Dallas in 90 minutes is expected to clear an early hurdle. Federal officials are scheduled to announce today if Texas and the private company behind the rail project can begin environmental reviews for the project. Proponents tell the Houston Chronicle they are expecting the go-ahead for beginning that review process. Texas Central Railway, the company behind the project, has given no cost estimates. However, proponents say construction could begin on the 240-mile project as soon as 2016, and trains could begin rolling as soon as 2021. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next? How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Spent a good deal of time talking about Intercon and solar screens. They certainly do those for you, and that's important as we get on into the summertime. But also consider just plain insect screens. Do you have some windows where the screens are getting holes in or have holes in them? Obviously, if there are holes in them, you can't keep the windows up because then the bugs would get in. Well, they can do that for you. They can be a regular screen shop for you, or they can do those solar screens for you. And the solar is great because by doing those shades or screens, cuts down on the heat coming into your home. And if you do the east side and west side facing windows and put solar screens on them, folks at BTU, if you're a customer, will they kind of have a deal going to help you offset what it'll cost to have that work done. But energy efficiency in your home, keeping your utility bills as low as possible, is what Intercon is all about. They're a home-owned company, tons of satisfied customers because they've been doing this for decades. They'll come out to your place. Never any high pressure. They'll give you a price, and then you make the decision. 823-3639 for your window and hardware needs. That's Intercon, 823-3639.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Good morning. It's 6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Shower and thunderstorm activity concentrated in our part of the state this morning, and we will see scattered showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures are going to be up to about 90. Turning partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow. Highs are going to be up around 90. A few showers and thunderstorms possible again tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Friday, turning partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in about 12 minutes. Johnny Football drafted by the Harlem Globetrotters. World Cup action where someone got bit. Major League Baseball, Bombers baseball postponed. And a whole lot more coming up for you, excuse me, in sports here in just a bit.
They were bitten, actually. Got bit.
He got bit.
Yeah. Oh, yes. By the way, as far as the shower activity is concerned, there is a little bit of that stuff out there. It's around Wixon Valley and on up to Wheelock on OSR there. And then kind of east of town, they got a little bit of shower activity out there. But the atmosphere is juicy. There are going to be plenty of shower activities. Good hard little rain going on, yellow and red stuff going on in Houston. There's some rain down in Brenham around Sealy and over to the Woodlands.
Pretty good rain yesterday. At least for a little bit.
Yep, some places. That's, kept the sprinklers from coming on, got that humidity back up just in case it...
if you were missing it.
Yeah, if it was falling down, because we wouldn't want that to happen. So you made mention of this, Patrick, and just so folks are reminded that Villa Maria at 28-18 today, they're going to close that thing down to one lane in each direction.
That was unnerving. I'm so used to that commute with all the orange cones.
Yeah.
And there was a point at which it went from two lanes down to one lane, and that hadn't really happened.
Yeah.
Just because there's now a highway that you need to merge with.
Right.
Wow.
Yes, it's different.
Yeah. I'm so glad I got to do that at 4 in the morning instead of 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, have that come up on you all of a sudden. Yeah, it is. A little bit different. That's all right. It's going to move traffic through there. And there's going to be a lot more traffic over there. So
yeah, eventually.
And we'll talk about it next hour, but that nerd wallet had nothing but good news.
Wow.
Well, again, we're kind of a bubble within a bubble, which is nice.
And that research really stopped in 2012.
Yeah, it's so we've probably done an upward since then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There obviously are anomalies in any kind of statistical collection that you do, but
sure,
it would be interesting to know what it was that caused College Station's median income to jump so high over that time period.
Well, you almost wonder, because I'm trying to remember the economic development outlook that we saw the past few years. There was a brief period where it dropped, and I wonder if it just bottomed out. I mean, if it dropped so quickly and rose back so quickly, that's what the jump, because it's a net change,
sure,
is what they were measuring.
Right, and again, it could be that if they caught it at a low water mark.
And I know the school let go of a lot of employees,
right, that's
around
true.
That time.
Mm-hmm. Don't know, it's interesting, and don't have the hard numbers, but for things to change that dramatically. And again, now the cities that were above us were Midland, is that right? And,
mm-hmm.
See, and that's the oil patch up
there.
Yeah,
pretty much everything was oil except for us.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Our growth is much healthier. As having a kiddo who lived out in Midland, if you weren't part of the oil field, it was tough. I mean, really tough to because housing obviously was very expensive.
Yeah,
out there.
No surprise, Fargo, North Dakota was number four.
Yeah, well,
was the only thing that wasn't in Texas, though, wasn't it?
There was one other one.
Oh, okay.
You wake up in the morning, you're in Fargo. Just saying. Stay away from wood chippers, too.
That'd be bad.
Yeah. We'll talk to Bill Flores, I think, in about 45 minutes or so. GOP establishment breathing that sigh of relief. Their guy, that's right, Thad Cochran, who's only been a senator for, I don't know, 36 years.
Going to be one for six more.
Yeah,
potentially.
He is. Yeah. He beat Chris McDaniel, who was a Tea Party-backed candidate, 51% to 49%. Now, it's interesting. McDaniel says it's the Democrats who beat him because they were able to vote for Cochran in the open primary runoff that they had. Interesting because his accusation was that the early numbers last night that showed that the turnout for the runoff increased by nearly 19%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Over the first round of voting, which took place June the 3rd.
How many of those people were actually alive?
Well,
though?
No, but that's what he's saying, is that the Democrats then came out to vote for his opponent.
Well,
so
what's the end game there? Is Cochran running unopposed?
Because
if he's not, then it would suggest that the Democrats who voted for him think they have a better chance of beating him.
Well, then sure. Now quit it. Now stop that. First of all, consider we're talking about the residents of Mississippi. Got a baseline right there we need to build on, so not sure. Well, we'll see how that works out. Another one that was watched, the Senate primary last night up in Oklahoma, Jim Lankford, congressman there, defeated another Tea Party-backed candidate. That would have been T.W. Shannon, who is a former Oklahoma State House Speaker. Had gotten major support from Sarah Palin and Ted Cruz, so that didn't work out for him. Yesterday, Bill Clinton gets out there in public again. You know, Bill comes out there and wants to talk, then there's always going to be a camera and a microphone nearby. Basically trying to bail out Hillary over her comments that made people think she was out of touch with America's middle class, because, you know, she said that she and Bill were dead broke. You remember that when they left the White House. So during an event for the Clinton Global Initiative, which is what a lot of people do who are broke, they have global initiatives,
sure,
and have people show up.
I was thinking about starting one like tomorrow.
Okay, well, let's see who you can get to come speak at that thing. Bubba, for his part, says, quote, "It is factually true that we were several million dollars in debt. She is not out of touch." He also said that reporters should put this in some sort of context when referring to his family's finances. Oh, yeah, you mean like you're really wealthy except when you say that you're not? Is that the kind of context we should be putting it in? Because he's made like $60 bazillion doing speaking engagements. That kind of context? Is that what we're talking about? Okay. Did you hear Katy Perry offered to write Hillary a theme song?
A theme song?
Yeah, well, you know, every campaign needs to have a song.
Does it?
Katy Perry offered to do that, and she got a, yeah, we'll get in touch with you if we need you. They decided no. So we'll talk to Bill Flores about this today. There is some report out there that says that the president may be sued by Congress. Roll Call is reporting that John Boehner told Republicans yesterday he could have an announcement within days on whether the House will file a lawsuit against the president challenging some of these executive actions that he has taken. Such a suit would be unusual, but it would set up some sort of a test of the constitutional checks and balances. Obviously, the legislative branch suing the executive branch for ignoring its mandates and the judiciary branch deciding the outcome could be interesting. Sources say that Boehner told caucus members that he has been consulting with legal scholars and plans to unveil his next steps this week or next. So, see how all that works out. Not sure.
That's weird.
It is a little weird. Archivist of the U.S., that's David Ferriero, told the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that the IRS ran afoul of the law by neglecting to tell his office about those thousands of Lois Lerner emails that apparently were lost in the computer crash. He said they, the IRS, did not follow the law. Also testifying yesterday was White House Attorney Jennifer O'Connor, who previously worked at the IRS and during a combative round of questioning insisted, I didn't hear that any of Ms. Lerner's emails were missing. Well, maybe because they weren't. No. I didn't say that out loud.
Yes, you did too. Yeah.
I don't get to jump onto C-SPAN much, but that was actually pretty quality entertainment.
That's good stuff, wasn't
it? Yeah, oh, they were nose to nose, man.
And Gowdy was back on there. I love Representative Gowdy.
You
Trey
do.
Gowdy.
Yeah.
Woo! Bulldog.
That's it. Lasso him up. Tie him up. Yeah, tie him to a tree.
And
let's
he's got
that.
Just enough Southern in there that he really sounds like an old coach that used to yell at you.
Yeah, put a whistle around his neck.
Exactly.
And his shirt on, and here we go.
Howdy, Levi Douglas here for Douglas Nissan. Premier comfort and 290 horsepower come together in Nissan Maxima. Right now, you can save $5,000 off MSRP on any 2014 Nissan Maxima we have in stock. Come out for a test drive and drive away happy in your new Maxima. See why we're home of the nice guys at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station.
Offer includes 500 NMAC captive cash, 3,500 Nissan customer cash, and 1,000 Douglas Nissan discount. Eight to choose from, model number 16114 and 16214.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a great source of summertime color, and if the plant needs to be a vine, no candidate comes with better credentials than Madam Galen Trumpet Vine. This strong-growing lady clambers up and over fences and walls, arbors, and pergolas, and best of all, she blooms from late spring into the fall. Her large blossoms are born in clusters, and they're the brightest orange of any flower you grow. Sound the trumpets, Trumpet Vine. I'll be back with details after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Madame Galen Trumpet Vine is not your ordinary trumpet vine. It's a mid-1800s hybrid between our Native American trumpet vine, that's Campsis radicans, and the Chinese trumpet vine, Campsis grandiflora. Madame Galen's two claims to fame out of that cross are that it's not nearly as invasive as the American parent, and its flowers are 2 to 3 times the size of the native species. It's not exactly new, but it certainly is improved. The native species you'll see growing along railroads and elsewhere invades our gardens and spreads through our landscapes. Not so with the mannerly Madame Galen. Still, Madame Galen does grow vigorously, needs a substantial support, whether onto a wood fence or up and over a garden structure. The vines can grow to 15 or 20 feet in each direction, and the trunks can reach 1 to 2 inches in size. It grows best in full sun. You'll probably be happier if you plant it where the spent blooms can fall to the ground instead of onto paved surfaces or certainly into a pool. All trumpet vines, also called trumpet creepers, are tolerant of dry conditions, but they'll grow and bloom more heavily if you keep them moist at all times. What you want to avoid is high nitrogen fertilizers near them. That can result in excessive stem growth and fewer or no flowers. Prune to shape and guide the plant over its support, but avoid heavy shearing. As with too much nitrogen, heavy pruning can lead to strongly vegetative growth. If you're looking for a trumpet of a different color, consider the yellow flowering selection of the native species. It's called Flava, and it's an attractive variation. Unfortunately, like the parent, it tends to sprout where it's not wanted. And the same can be said about Crimson Trumpet, the red flowering selection. Still, in the right settings, they can be handsome landscape plants. You'll see them fairly common in Texas landscaping. All types of trumpet vines can be started from cuttings taken during late spring and into the summer. Be careful as you take the cuttings, stick them, that you always insert the bottom ends of the stems, those parts that were toward the roots, down into the potting soil. If they're hanging upside down, it can be easy to make a mistake. And finally, to answer a question many people ask, how can I get it out of my yard? Well, you need to put in a boundary if you have one of the native ones invading, and a broadleafed weed killer will kill it. I'm Neil Sperry. Get the most for your gardening dollar in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Johnny Basketball, perhaps, maybe Johnny Georgia Brown. The renowned basketball team, the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, drafted Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel to their team yesterday. You'll remember last week he was drafted in Major League Baseball by the San Diego Padres. Well, the pub stunt was part of the Globetrotters' 8 draft of world-class athletes that also included some intriguing basketball players with a little college experience, and Landon Donovan, the U.S. soccer player who was left off of the World Cup team. And since we're talking World Cup, in the World Cup, apparently Luis Suarez thought that if you can't beat him, you eat them.
Oh, and a clash inside the penalty area involving Chiellini. It's also left his Uruguayan opponent Suarez clutching his face.
Here he is again, run into the box. There's the first challenge. Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. It looks to me, dare I say it, that he's had a little bite at Chiellini.
The governing body FIFA has charged Luis Suarez for biting the Italian defender Chiellini during the Uruguay 1-0 win over the Italians in the World Cup yesterday. If the disciplinary committee finds Suarez guilty of assaulting an opponent, FIFA rules call for a ban of at least 2 matches or up to 2 years. A decision must be published before Saturday when Uruguay plays Colombia in the round of 16. This will be the third time Suarez has been accused of biting someone, enough that there was a prompt bet in Sweden from a gambling company. A Norwegian won 5,600 kroners on a bet, which is about $916 American, that the Uruguayan striker would bite someone during the World Cup. After the U.S. heartbreaker Sunday, head coach Jurgen Klinsmann from the U.S. team says the U.S. will be ready to play Germany.
I mean, obviously after the game, you're a little bit kind of,
we were angry because why did we concede that goal 30 seconds before the final whistle? But it's all good. It is what it is. You know, we adjust to it. We always said that we are able to adjust probably much better than a lot of teams in this World Cup.
Unfortunately for the U.S., they'll have to do it without striker Jozy Altidore for the World Cup match against Germany. He missed the second straight match due to a strained left hamstring suffered in the opening win against Ghana. U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann went on to say there's a good chance that Altidore will be back for the Americans if they reach the knockout stages. Team USA needs a win or a tie against Germany to advance to the round of 16. They play tomorrow at 11. Virginia is forced to third and final game in the College World Series Finals by trouncing Vandy yesterday 7-2. Brandon Waddell limited Vandy to 5 hits in his first 9-inning complete game. Kenny Towns and John LaPraise also drove in 2 runs apiece as the Cavaliers' 13-hit attack rolled at Wimbledon yesterday.
He's closing it out in style. Couldn't be more different than the opening game when Serena had to work for it. But Serena, her dominant self.
Women's top seed Serena Williams easily won her opening match at Wimbledon. The 5-time champion breezed into the second round with a straight set win. Men's second seed, however, and 2-time Wimbledon champion Rafael Nadal had a little more trouble as he battled for 3 hours to dispose of Slovakia's Martin Klizin in the first round match. Ian Kinsler homered in his first at-bat and has returned to Texas as an opponent with the Detroit Tigers, and they beat the Rangers 8-2. Adrian Beltre is just fed up with losing after dropping the last 6 in a row.
It's hard to be losing every day. Not every day, but, you know, definitely, what, 4 in a row? We got 5 in a row, so it's not fun. I have to find a way how to create some more runs, you know, running or hitting run or whatever it is. But we have to find the way how to get that offense going collectively.
Detroit stays in Arlington for a 7 o'clock start, and it started well for the Houston Astros last night.
Springer drives it pretty deep to center field. Going back on it is B.J. Upton, and he will just watch that one go! Over Towns Hill! George Springer with his 14th home run of the year. 1-0 Astros.
But the brothers B.J. and Justin Upton both homered last night to lead the Atlanta Braves to a 3-2 win over the Stros. It was the 4th time the brothers have homered at the same game as teammates. Atlanta stays in Houston tonight for a 7-10 start, and you can catch the action for that game on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, starting at 6:45 with the pregame. The Brazos Valley Bombers were supposed to have a 4-game road swing start yesterday in Acadiana. Well, weather shut down game 1, so they'll play 2 today, starting at 6. And finally, Texas A&M discus thrower Shelby Vaughn adds her name, like Dion Lindor yesterday, to the group of the top women semifinalists for the Bowerman Award, which honors the top male and female collegiate athletes in track and field. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're thinking about switching up from your current provider to Suddenlink, now's the best time to bundle. You can save big during the big switch event. From Suddenlink, you get Suddenlink SL200 HDTV, 15-meg internet, and home phone for only $30 per month per service when you bundle. Get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee as well. No contracts ever. So switch now. You can stop by the local store at 4114 East 29th Street, or easier than ever to sign up online at suddenlink.com. You know, I've got video on demand, so I spent spent last weekend basically catching up on a show that I had watched 2 or 3 episodes of. So I have to tell you, I watched 8 episodes of it over the weekend. And you can do that. You can binge watch TV if you want to. And remember, there are video-on-demand movies that are always available. Already out this month, the Grand Budapest Hotel, the Lego Movie, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. Yesterday, Rise of the Empire and Winter's Tale came out. There are new video-on-demand movies every month, and that can be yours too. So stop by the shop at 4114 East 29th Street. Sign up in person, or you can do it online at suddenlink.com.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Yep, going to have some rain today, it looks like. The weather brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Okay, here's some numbers. Temps won't be quite so warm today. We'll have some clouds, so we probably won't make 90 degrees. but plenty of humidity and chance of showers hanging out there all day. It's a 60% chance of rain today and a 60% chance of maybe some heavy rain tomorrow. We continue to have rain in the forecast all the way through Sunday.